Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Great stuff with Senator Rand Paul. If you got a taste of it, you got to join us for the full hour and 15 minutes or so. And Dan, on Thursday night, Rand Paul is, you know, straightforward. He'll tell you stuff that's pretty provocative. The only time I heard any hesitation, it wasn't on nuclear disarmament. It was not on gain of function. It was on bourbon. Tread very lightly there. It is a real thing.
I can't give you one name because the other ones will get angry at me.
Yeah, I thought we were stereotyping that that's what it would be. So Greg Stocker better come through with a nice bunch of bourbons there.
Like a $50,000 bottle? Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had bourbon.
No?
Yeah, I've had scotch. I didn't like the taste. I'm not, you know, nothing there.
Got to say, I'm not a huge whiskey
fan. The vodka, I can't tell if I like the taste or not due to our buddy Johnny Z down at Mulligan's because of all the stuff.
Well, vodka doesn't have much of a taste.
That he put around it. So it was, you know, but I mean, he had like five other ingredients.
Yeah.
So we'll see
what happens. That orange sickle drink they make down at Mulligan's? Oh, man, that was so good.
Yeah. Well, we're headed back to the summer White House. I'll have dates pretty soon. Be thinking about that. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210.
Hey, John asks on youtube.com/@1210WPHT, who would win in a race, Dom Giordano or Kamala Harris?
Oh, come on. This is
what do you mean, come on? I think it's Kamala.
Based on what? My goodness. I don't see a lot of,
people, you go for like a 90-minute jog every morning, it seems like.
Yeah, I don't see Kamala Harris on that. And certainly next it'll be who would win, Joe Biden or anybody, some kid, toddler. That's a close race. I can't call that one. Okay. We mentioned a couple moments ago Dawn Staley. So, you know, people on Twitter, why are you asking Dawn Staley this question? Well, because I think it's a pretty fundamental and basic question. The Iowa coach just said she wasn't going to answer it at this point, which is not a good answer either. Who are the Mount Rushmore of female athletes personas in female sports that you would think could get away with answering honestly what I'm going to play for you that happened on Saturday, and I was watching it in real time? I couldn't tell if Dawn Staley really thinks this or not. She was hesitating a lot, and it was just a simple question about biological males playing against women. Maybe in her head she thinks women are good enough, it wouldn't matter. And it's just not true. I mean, you take any pretty much Division I basketball player, the 6'4", 6'5", and you had a couple of them out there, it'd be pretty hard for women to play with them and beat them. It's just a simple matter of strength, speed, everything that goes into it. But there's got to be, Riley Gaines, every time we have her on, talks about this crusade to get a few women that really can't be hurt by the mob But maybe the mob can hurt everybody. J.K. Rowling in Scotland has beaten the mob for now. They were going to bring her up on hate crimes, and people went nuts just because she won't use preferred pronouns. Serena Williams, I think, is so iconic that it'd be hard to believe that you could knock Serena Williams out of the block. But Dan, maybe half of her endorsers, her clients, maybe they would say, sorry, Serena, you know, we're dropping you. If she said a simple fact. Dawn Staley is on that Mount Rushmore. Three-time now NCAA champ with a lot more in the pipeline. African-American, Philadelphia-born. A character. So here's the exchange. A guy from Outkick, which is a conservative sports outlet, asking her the question at the conference they had on Saturday before the big game. Here's what he asked, and then we'll get the response from the coach.
One of the major issues facing women's sports right now is the debate, discussion topic about the inclusion of transgender athletes, biological males, in women's sports. I was wondering if you would tell me your position on that issue.
Damn, you got deep on me, didn't you? I'm under the opinion of if you're a woman, you should play. If you consider yourself a woman and you want to play sports or vice versa, you should be able to play. That's my opinion. You want me to go deeper?
Do you think transgender women should be able to participate?
That's your question you want basketball. Me to ask. I mean, you want to ask, so I'll give you that. Yes. Yes. So now the barnstorm of people are going to flood my timeline and be a distraction to me on one of the biggest days of our game. And I'm okay with that. I really am.
That's the major exchange. There were all the kinds of things around it. And initially, and I still think, well, on Twitter, you'll see people saying to this news outlet, Outkick, to the head of it, don't you have something better to do? As if this is inconsequential. We can't allow these people to say they celebrate women. They celebrate women's sports, and yet they want to shove this element into it. Those two things are incompatible. Now, right now, there's not a critical mass. A lot of this is happening at the high school level, some of it Division III or Division II in colleges. In other words, we haven't seen it morph into the WNBA or the college ranks, as far as I know. But a number of bodies, swimming is one. I mean, Riley Gaines tied Leah Thomas, and they wouldn't even give Riley Gaines the trophy. It had to go to Leah Thomas with every advantage in the world. I don't know how Riley Gaines was able to tie Leah Thomas. We know what happened to the Penn women. So the numbers are not yet overwhelming. But the principle, now President Biden's people are poised with Title I to do what Dawn Staley did there. So if you consider yourself a woman or you do some things to move toward that, then sure, you ought to be able to play. Based on what? This is fundamentally irrational. So if you want to take that stand, don't tell us you celebrate what's happened this last 10 days or so, in which I think women's sports, not just basketball, are on the uptick. I mean, basketball, due to all the drama with the rivalry with Caitlin Clark and the LSU team from last year, then the LSU coach is dramatic, then Dawn Staley, undefeated season, and the attacks on Clark, Caitlin Clark, well, why is she getting all this attention? Well, it's not just she scored a lot of points. It's the manner in which she scored them. She's shooting from over 30 feet many times. She passes the ball as well as anybody I've ever seen, in the women's game at least. She just doesn't have anything around her at Iowa. And that's why, you know, it's pretty hard for them to compete. She drove a team that, outside of Caitlin Clark, doesn't have a whole lot. And I watched almost the whole game yesterday against a team that's undefeated, has several women who will play pro ball, maybe four or five or six. They have size. They have a driven coach. And they actually shoot the ball better than they did last year when they lost to Iowa. So all those things put together, women's sports have never been better. What is driving this? Arguably, I get it. I don't know of more than 25 or 30 incidents, but there have been injuries. Volleyball, this one maniac knocked a couple women out, broke their teeth, etc. Just on sheer strength. Yeah, Dan.
You asked before we played the clip who should be speaking out. Who's
Serena Williams is definitely one.
Candace Parker.
Oh, yeah.
She's on TNT, TBS. She sits alongside Charles Barkley.
She's one of the 10 greatest women players
ever.
In history.
Shaquille O'Neal, right. She sits next to. These people are
they're both shocked.
Very, you know, keen to open their mind and tell how they're feeling. And Candace is the first woman to ever dunk in a WNBA game. It's a monumental occasion for a female to dunk the ball in a professional game. She was that person. And if you put men into the game, that's going to be solely that accomplishment, because it's just going to happen all the time.
Reggie Miller's sister, Cheryl Miller, dunked in first in college before anybody else. She's better than Candace Parker.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She's bigger. Yeah, she scored like 70 points several times. So, yeah. But Serena Williams is the biggest name I can come up with. Martina Navratilova, to her credit, and she's lesbian, spoke out a little bit, and then the mob went after her. The only one I can see out there consistently involved in this is J.K. Rowling. And even there, they were talking about putting her in jail in Scotland. I mean, she is astoundingly popular around the world. So on this point, it's fair to concede the numbers are not there yet. But why should any woman have to know that they can't win? They can't win against Leah Thomas. We interviewed the daughter, Dan and I, for Reading, Writing, and Reading, of Lee Smith, the Hall of Fame reliever, who might make the Olympic team. I'm not sure if she will or not, Dan. I think she'll be in the finals. And yet she couldn't beat in the 100-meter, I think it was 220, something like that, these two male runners who were identifying as female in Ohio, even though they were only ranked in the state 24, 25th among males. You're not going to beat them. And they told her, you're going to have to train harder. Why should this be going on? Because it's a sickness. And Staley bought right into it. Sage Steele, who is a kind of a conservative commentator and was on the ESPN, says she doesn't believe Staley really believes this. That's why she hesitated. I can't tell, Dan. Staley has done so many things like players not standing for the national anthem, things of that nature. She might believe this. But where's any kind of logic for somebody? No one can point out the illogic of this. You know what it is? They think they're pumping women up by actually saying, well, what do you mean these women couldn't compete against men? They can't. We know that. What are you talking about?
Am I wrong from looking at it from a recruitment angle? Because if they do open the door, Dawn Staley just became the first coach that any trans player is going to want to play for because of the comments she just made publicly here.
Yeah, I don't think she was thinking about that.
No, I don't think so at all?
I think she was calculating. You know, usually she just stands, says whatever she wants. They can't stop her. She wins so much, et cetera. She went off about God yesterday. And usually in sport, you can't do that. She knows she can say whatever she wants. I think the line, though, that almost sounded like rehearsed propaganda when she said, yes, if they're a woman or they think they're a woman. That's the part. They think they're a woman. Where is the, you know, the world of sports?
If you're a woman, you should play.
Yeah.
If you consider yourself a woman.
If you consider yourself a woman.
And you want to play sports or vice versa, you should be able to play.
Well, you can play.
Touché.
Yeah, or the kind thing to do, the thing I think everybody has said, if you want to have a league for trans players, do that. No, we're not trans, we're women. This is what it's about. The Biden administration is poised, I hope they do it before the election, to change Title IX. Public comment is up. And under this, just as Dawn Staley said, if you consider yourself to be a woman, then you would be able to play sports. It would knock out 25 states that have bans against this stuff at this point. This is universally unpopular. It's got to be in the 80% range. But the 2 or 3 or 4% who are the most crazed about this, they like the Gaza mobs. I mean, we had people over the weekend, Dan. Let me just link these two things together. They're intersectional. I think we have it here. Yeah. This is cut 19. This happened in America over the weekend. Dearborn, Michigan, the capital of Islamic fundamentalism in many ways. I think Tlaib, Rashida Tlaib, represents Dearborn, Michigan. You have a speaker up there talking about some holiday, and you hear people start to yell, death to America. They were yelling death to Israel, but death to America. Now, this is in the United States. Now, they have a First Amendment right. We get all that. But we have people here yelling death to America. That means death to you and me. Here's a little bit of what was said.
Asked in the past, why are our protests on the International Day of Quds, why are they so anti-America? Why don't we just focus more on Israel and not talk so much about America? Gaza has shown the entire world why these protests are so anti-America. Because it's the United States government that provides the funds for all of the atrocities that we just heard about. And this is why Imam Khomeini, who declared the International Day of Quds, this is why he would say to pour all of your chants and all of your shouts upon the head of America.
Al-Mawti, America!
Malcolm X said, and I quote, we live in one of the rottenest countries that has ever existed on this earth. It's not Genocide Joe that has to go. It's the entire system that has to go. Any system that would allow such atrocities and such devilry to happen and would support it, such a system does not deserve to exist on God's earth. And so when these fools ask us if Israel has the right to exist, the chant death to Israel has become the most logical chant shouted across the world today.
All right. This is happening again in the United. I wonder if the FBI was there. I wonder if the same FBI creeps who were taking license plates numbers of devout Catholics who happened to be very conservative. I think it was the Latin Mass or whatever. The Richmond office had put those things out. We really got to get on these people. I wonder if they were there taking names of people screaming death to America, death to Israel. And this guy calling for this. Yeah, death to America. Well, that's the major mob right now. But the mob on the other side goes out of their way to do the same thing. And if you differ on the issue of the transgendered athletes, well, then you're automatically a hater. So you can't claim you support women and women's sports and answer as Dawn Staley does. The two things are incompatible. And again, I'm being reasonable. I concede. I don't know if we're going to see anybody do that. I'm not wishing it, even though it would be fair play. I mean, what kind of guy is going to get out there, well, Leah Thomas, and say, I'm going to play in a basketball thing? It's a little bit easier, Dan, swimming. You're insulated. There's not big crowds. If we had a 6'5", 6'6" guy decide he's going to dominate women's college basketball, I think the crowd would be pretty intense, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it would.
We need to send a reporter. Can we, like, commission some money together, send a reporter out to Dearborn and ask, you know, these protesters what they think of trans individuals?
Oh, there you go, that too, yeah.
No, let's tie it all together.
Well, I know some people want to know When are we going to find out who leaked the Alito decision on Roe v. Wade and the Supreme Court, all that? We never, the manifesto. I'm waiting to know these Richmond FBI creeps, the ones that said, yeah, we're going to investigate these people because they're going to. I wonder when we're going to know who they are and put them under testimony that's always blocked. That would be something President Trump should consider. All right, 855-839-1210. You get a line right now coming to you on everything, including the side question. Who is it that has that power? So, Dan, did we flush you? Yeah, Candace Owens.
Parker.
Parker now, yeah, right?
Yeah. Candace Parker. Did I say, I think I said Owens first. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Well, I'm not. It's been both. Okay.
Yeah, well, Candace Parker is the one I meant.
Yeah, Candace Parker. Wait a minute. What am I? I thought it was a main name. Yeah, Candace Parker. Martinez Day is kind of past. That's years ago.
Navratilova.
Yeah, but Serena definitely is the first name that comes to mind. Is there another female athlete so prized?
Lisa Leslie.
That's a little bit past, too. Yeah, I'm trying to
Maya
think.
Moore, a little past. Diana Taurasi, Sue Bird.
Oh.
Sue Bird.
Those two.
You know Sue Bird's never going to say anything. But
yeah, right. She's married to Rapino. And those two did a Manning-like show yesterday.
Did they really?
Yeah, during the women's basketball. And I tuned it in, and I thought it was on ESPN. And it was on ABC, too. And I'm screaming, my God, how degrading to women. These two. Interviewing some TV, it was ridiculous.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's go to Richard in Havertown, though. Richard, afternoon to you.
Thank you. I just wanted to comment on that, Coach. I understand that we shouldn't have discrimination. I get it. I'm old enough to remember when there was discrimination because of race, creed, color, and religion. But this is a little bit different. Now we're discriminating against all the biological women by putting a single male in there or multiple males because biologically their physique, as we're all aware, is different than a woman. A woman is just not going to compete in the athletic arena against an athlete of a similar sport by a similar male.
Yeah, for example, Richard, if Caitlin Clark, as good as she is, in my estimation, were playing the NBA tomorrow, I think she'd have trouble getting off a shot. She'd almost have to just take some convoluted shot to even get it off.
I don't think she could do a three-point shot from half court. It's just that's about as close as she would get to the net. So as far as the coach is concerned, I don't understand what it is. Why are we allowing mass discrimination by overpowering males in a woman's sport? That's discrimination against the mass. It would be the same thing as if you said today that any particular group couldn't play a game because of their race, creed, color, or religion. There would be all kinds of screaming, ranting, and raving.
Yeah, well, here's what you can address. Here's how they spin that. they're being inclusive. They're putting more people in. They're not keeping somebody out.
Well, we're going to go back to the other one that you mentioned, because right after that, you put Dearborn, Michigan. My daughter lives in Michigan, and she's very close to Dearborn. She's in another town. So I'm familiar with the area. If those gentlemen are screaming death to America, and they're allowed to be in the bunker where it takes two people to operate the key to set off a nuclear device, and they believe America's evil, and they're in the military because the military now doesn't screen for that, you've got World War III, only it's one way. They could launch a nuclear missile without the permission of a authority because they have control of the keys to open up the bunker and blow it up.
Thanks, Richard. We already saw that at Fort Hood with the Major Hassan who went off. So, you know, these types of annex, the Death to America, the Dearborn, the Rashida Tlaib, they make it difficult for other people who are Muslim, because they ratchet up this sort of stuff, and they're being supported in this. The mob over Gaza is even more incredible than over this issue of transgender in sports. It is just mind-boggling. I mean, Riley Gaines, wherever she goes, is a marked woman. But even the president of the United States is not insulated from this. It's constant. And their argument is they're going to keep on doing it till they get their way. Whatever the issue might be, when it really rises to this level. Mark Levin posted today, I'll probably talk about it on his show tonight, that will the media report this, that those people there that were with the chef feeding people last week and were mistakenly hit by Israeli fire, that Hamas was complicit in drawing fire around that area. And as far as food not getting to people, there's a lot of problems with Hamas, again, blocking that or stealing it because they want to create this type of thing. We're back to square one in this situation. You know what they're up to. You know what they are about. And it's very difficult to defeat this. Israel's making a good faith attempt to do it. And sadly, there will be people, innocent people, who suffer because of that. So they're supposed to pack up, let them recalibrate. And a year or 2 years or 3 years from now, do what they did on October 7th. Not happening this time. Dan, you had something?
I said in your ear, I do have some Levin from last night if you wanted to hear
it. Yeah, from the Fox News show.
I got to thinking, what is this election about? In fact, what is society about? It's good versus evil, isn't it? Forces of good, forces of evil, constantly clashing. And who's going to win? This election is about good versus evil. And I'm going to make the case, just part of it, that electing Joe Biden is electing evil. Evil. Not just a radical leftist, not just a buffoon, not just Obama staffers, but evil. And we're going to start with this. Obviously, this week, as you're well aware, as the whole world is aware, as Biden and Blinken and the rest have made aware, the Israelis, while defending themselves against an unprovoked terrorist horrendous attack, has been fighting like hell for 6 months in its longest war in history. And the other day, they accidentally took out a convoy of trucks, seven trucks, which had civilians. Civilians who were bringing food and medicine into Gaza. And Joe Biden, Anthony Blinken, and this guy Kirby, they immediately went to the microphones. I think, in fact, Blinken was in Europe for a NATO meeting, trashing Israel for something that they didn't mean to happen, and they apologized for and independently investigating. Biden said in part this, "I'm outraged and heartbroken by the deaths of seven humanitarian workers from World Central Kitchen, including one American in Gaza yesterday. They were providing food to hungry civilians in the middle of a war. They were brave and selfless."
I'm gonna fast forward just a little bit. He's reading back what we just read back here.
"Through all available means, I will continue to press Israel to do..."
And he went on to say, at least in his tweet today, Mark Levin, that the allegation, now we'll see them say that's made up, that Hamas was drawing fire, firing from that area, and that conflated with this to have those trucks hit. Israel is not targeting the chef and people there, serving people, trying to do good. Not in the slightest. So they're being told again, because that's what the enemy does. You got to give up on this. You got to let them recalibrate and that forget about the horrors of what was done. That's not going to happen. So let's play the Netanyahu card. That's the next thing we'll play. Dan, we need your news sounder. If you don't have it, that's okay, because it kind of is major news for one of our great callers. Rite Aid is closing 6 more Rite Aids. This is in the wake of their...
why is this news for one of our callers?
Yeah, well, you'll see. It's in wake of their bankruptcy, as some of them are in Philadelphia. One's not too far from me, Germantown Avenue. But this one is 118 Eagleville Boulevard in Exton, Pennsylvania.
Oh, no.
No, no.
Oh,
let's go.
Joe.
Let's go to Joe of Exton. Joe, is that near you?
I believe so, Dom.
Uh-oh.
Where are you going to get your prescriptions, Joe?
Yeah, there you go. You'll have to tough it out, Joe.
Oh, don't worry, I will.
Okay.
But anyway, my weather song comes from the film Wizard of Oz, Somewhere Over the Rainbow. A rainbow is a climate factor indicating the best of times.
Absolutely. We're all...
Joe, you know all about those best of times, don't you?
Exactly.
Yes.
Thank you, Joe. All right. Dan, you see the trouble I went into? He's such a part of the show. I went all the way to Rite Aid closing stores in Exton.
Reach.
Boy, that was a talk radio.
I'm in life for the fun of it. Who loves you, baby?
All right. Mike Pence not having so much fun today. Mike Pence has just released a long statement critical of President Trump that he has basically
that's a surprise.
Sold out the pro-life movement.
Oh,
if you miss it this morning, and apparently, Dan, if we get her on the show, I've read in several places that Kellyanne Conway favors the 15-week abortion ban nationally, or post 15 weeks. Trump, to his credit, didn't say none of that national ban stuff. And that's exactly what he needed to say today. So I have a poll up at Dom Show 1210. And at this point, it's overwhelming. People that get it, that this is a hard spot for Republicans. I mean, if Trump said 15-week national ban, all right, do you really think New Jersey and California then are not going to be able to do the ghastly stuff they're doing? You really think that's going to happen? Lindsey Graham said this is like the Dred Scott decision. How did that turn out?
He's a Pollock and so am I.
All right. So, this is the best of Trump, I think, here. Being criticized, well, he wants to win too much. What about all the pro-lifers who support him? I think they get it. He has appointed 3 justices who took apart Roe v. Wade, which was bad law, kicked it back to the states. And that's the way this is going to work until we work over hearts and minds enough and we start to see this roll back. I mean, this idea of people running statewide in Pennsylvania, for example, like Mastriano, and also Dave White. I mean, I hate to say it every time. Or Mark Houck. There's no way Mark Houck, in my mind, would win. I loved what the guy did. His story's unbelievable. But he's not going to beat the Democrat out there in Bucks County. In what universe? You're no exceptions on abortion right there that second without anything else. So the idea that, well, we should lose then. Think about that. Think about what that would mean. 4 more years of Biden, maybe the likelihood of Kamala Harris being vice president, becoming president. Just think about that America, how bad it's gotten already with Biden, what they will do. That's what the stakes are. So I think President Trump did a very good job today. Will not take this off the table. they're already attacking, saying, well, he really doesn't mean it. You can't trust him on this, etc. Did he make it bad for other Republicans? Well, I think he's got to take a look at winning the presidency. And winning the presidency is the stance that he took today. They have to figure out what they want to say. If they want to continue down that path, if that's what they believe in, fine. I think you're making it more difficult to win. And it was smart to begin with the IFV stuff in Alabama and to say Republicans support life in the attempt to create life, etc. The pro-life groups publicly, they'll do their due diligence. They'll speak out against Trump on this. But in the end, all but the outliers will realize, where else are you going to go on this? All right, let me go to Frank.
Before you go to Frank, yeah. Jimmy on Twitter, Jimmy Matthews,
yes.
Says, Dom, playing Mark Levin on your show with him saying electing Biden is evil? Are you serious? Former President Trump is a poster child of evil. He's as evil as they come. He also cheats at golf. That's diabolical.
All I can tell you as an I was hitting the ball yesterday. Unbelievable. Just a driving range.
Do you take mulligans?
Yes, of course.
Oh, you do?
First hole. Yeah, I mean, come on. You don't have any chance to warm up. You're throwing
out mulligans there. Cheating?
Are mulligans cheating? A first hole. Other than that, after that, you can't take a mulligan.
Okay.
Down. Yeah. Just on the first hole.
Just
you get
on the
one
first
more
hole?
Shot. Yeah. Not in pro golf.
Oh. Why is that the case? Just because you're getting warmed up?
Yes, because you're rushed. You find that he called your
now,
name.
Now, is that like a common thing or is that like Giordano rules?
It's a common thing. Most people, most golfers, come on now. Back me up here with Dan. Most would say a mulligan in the first hole.
Can I post a...
Yeah, put that up on Twitter.
Is a mulligan cheating? Or is a mulligan cheating?
On the first hole. On the first tee
shot.
You want
specifically on the first hole?
Yes. If you do it after that, yeah, it's not good.
Okay.
No. First hole, though, yeah.
Is
first
a mulligan
shot.
On the first
shot.
Tee shot?
Yeah. Cheating.
Cheating.
Yes. It's kind of gentleman's rules here. It's like giving somebody a putt if it's within the leather.
Can I post a shameless plug of the Rand Paul event on Thursday also? With
go ahead, right ahead.
All right.
Yes.
For tickets to, yeah.
There you go. And don't forget to hashtag 1210 Rand Paul. All of your questions. Dan will read some maybe in the next hour. Some of the questions people want to ask Rand Paul, and we will have a lot of time to do that. He was brilliant today. If you missed it, we'll play you a little bit of it in the 2 o'clock hour.
They're running a strange program, y'all.
It's Dan time.
I can handle things. I'm smart. Not like everybody says.
That's right. It's that time of the afternoon. Producer Dan takes over the Dom Giordano program for some Dan time with Dom. And Dom, before the break, you did a FanDuel. We talked about FanDuel and the championship tonight. My brother went to UConn, played football for UConn. I went to Indiana, biggest rival being Purdue. I am going to be watching this really intense tonight, but also tonight is the Raw, the WWE Raw after WrestleMania, taking place down in South Philadelphia. The weekend continues, finalizing today. WWE
World. Wait a minute,
World.
How's it the weekend continue?
Yeah, it's an extended weekend, all right? Yeah. So WWE World still going strong there down at the convention center. Pat McAfee was doing a show live from Philadelphia down there today. And then tonight you have WWE Raw. Off a fantastic weekend, Dom. I had my nephews come in from Virginia. And Friday, we went down to the old ECW Arena, 2300 Arena. Took a tour through there. Met some old wrestlers. And then we went to an ROH show up at Leah Cora Center up at Temple. Temple had an event. Saturday, we went down to the convention center. Saw WWE World. We went over to Sheraton Hotel. There was a WrestleCon. Just events throughout the city. After that, we went down to South Street. We saw a wrestling ring set up live on the street. And they were doing a full match out there on South Street. So, Dom, closing the South Street, a lot of traffic because of it. Thoughts from your perspective of being a mild wrestling fan, but also a proponent for the city of Philadelphia. What do you think of closing the street for an event such as a wrestling ring out there on South Street?
It's one of a kind. The only problem is you start these people that hate cars, like when we had the Pope here and it was shut down, Dan. They want to kick soccer balls up and down South Street. I don't know that it's great for the businesses necessarily either if cars can't go up. But for this, it's a once-in-an-eclipse type of thing. So, yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, and one of the things that's not once-in-eclipse type thing, though, when we're walking around the convention center, Chinatown, man, it was like, I got to tell you, it really felt like New York City. Maybe not Times Square with the shoulder-to-shoulder, but the kind of bustle and hustle of if you stop walking, you're going to get run over just around that area. And I thought to myself, It could feel like this 3-4 times a week with a Philadelphia 76ers stadium right there in Chinatown.
Oh, God, here we go.
And why are we turning ourselves away to such bustling just a... We can turn that whole Market East section, Dom, into just an awesome part of the city, and we refuse to do it. Why?
Because how are they getting there all those times of the year, and it's at night where it's dangerous there?
Well, it wouldn't be dangerous, though, if we had this kind of, you know, business bustling there all the time. And
see if you convince these people out in the suburbs to be training in on SEPTA to 8th and Market.
And one final thing, Dom. Embiid sitting there, but a maxi, 52 points, man, proving himself as quite the player. Leading into the playoffs, Dom, we're,
exactly.
We're now 7th seed, right? 8th seed is Miami, and we got the 6th seed that we can compete for. If we get the 6th seed, we might face off against the Magic and not have to face the Celtics until the championship, Dom. So things are looking up for the Sixers. How do you feel? Do you think we might have a playoff run in us here?
Yes, they look great. They won last night without Embiid.
Looked great. It did.
So they played.
So has Maxey proven himself to you? Because he's been that player he works hard, but there's something that it's preventing me personally and a lot of Philadelphia from accepting him as that second all-star to Joel Embiid. Do you think he's proven himself as that role by now?
Yes, he's gotten better on defense and offensively. He's so fast that if he fakes it, he's going to the basket and pulls back. He's been a better three-point shooter. Yeah, I love this guy. I would never trade him.
That's all I got for day and time, Dom.
All right, coming up, we're going to talk with Guy Reschenthaler. He is a congressional whip on the Republican side. And, Dan, he's the architect of wanting to name an airport after President Trump. Oh, man. We'll get into that, but I'll ask him a couple of other things, too. We'll play you a little bit of Rand Paul from today. It was spectacular stuff. Don't forget, we're taking your questions for the big event on Thursday night. If you're coming, not coming, it doesn't matter. We'll have a whole lot of them. Hashtag 1210 Rand Paul. We'll read a few to give you an idea of what's going on. Tickets, 1210WPHT.com. Big 2 o'clock hour and Dom's Money Melody all straight ahead.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.